Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. With the Cold War getting underway, and with American leadership fully expecting to obliterate a few Russian cities in the near future, some nuclear philosophical groundwork needed to be laid. And so the idea that the bombing of Hiroshima was a necessity first appeared. Now, it was never said at the time. First appeared in a 1947 article signed by former Secretary of War Henry Stimson, though actually drafted by McGeorge Bundy, later an architect of the Vietnam War, and James Conant, a scientist who helped build the original bomb. Dr. Conant described the article's purpose as countering Hersey's account at the beginning of the Cold War as, quote, "You have to get the past straight before you do much to prepare people for the future," close quote. In other words, this is pure, unadulterated government propaganda. Let's normalize America's right to kill anyone, anywhere. And the vast media or military-industrial complex state could then be launched and can become a permanent fixture, which it is. Here's Van Buren. The Stimson article was the moment of formal creation of the Hiroshima myth. A historically challengeable argument was recast as unquestionable. Drop the bombs or kill off tens of thousands, or maybe it would be millions. And by the way, the historical record also shows that with the repetition of the story, it started with tens of thousands of American boys, went to 100,000 American boys, went to 500,000 American boys, went to 1,000,000 American boys, then went to 10 million. I actually had people call my radio show on Sirius XM and say, "You do know that it would have cost 10 million American lives." 10 million. 10 million. Why? Well, because Japan had to be invaded. They had to be stopped. They were dead. You historical ignoramus, you useful idiot, you propaganda belching boob. The Japanese had no oil. There were people that were freezing to death in the northern part of Japan because all they had for fuel to heat their homes was oil. And they couldn't get any. They had no oil. They had no access to oil. We had a naval blockade around them. Some people were starving to death. Mr. Church, please, that's a consequence of war. Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. You know why? Because you're a warlike person. You don't want to know why 56 million Americans aren't alive today? Actually, it's a lot more than that because they would have reproduced as well. Because we like war. We like killing. And so abortion, whatever. You idiots, whatever. 56 million dead, whatever. Yeah, whatever.